Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Getting up the Central West on your radio, online, on your mobile.
Either more.
How are you doing this morning, Pippa?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, fine. I have trouble sleeping this week.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Because you're on annual leave last week and now you're adjusting to breakfast o'clock.
Yeah, so last night I didn't get to bed till, 11:30 again.
Oh, and that's what time normal people go to bed.
Yeah, exactly. And then I'm up again at, I don't even know what the time is
now. 5 minutes later, basically.
Yeah, 5 minutes later.
That's very difficult.
So I'm going to be grumpy this morning.
No, not grumpy.
I'm not grumpy. Maybe not moody. What would be the word? A bit zoned out sometimes.
Zoned out, right.
Because I didn't turn your microphone on.
No,
that was rude of me. I'm sorry.
It's fine.
But like that's maybe what my current mood is.
You need to put some positive energy out there.
Yeah.
Don't be speaking that negativity over your life at 6:03 a.m.
And I was watching Love Island last night. Eden told Erin that he wants to marry her.
Is that a good thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
Cute.
Okay, that's nice. Great.
I really like that show.
Do you? I know.
I really like it. There's so much good drama and the whole Grant Cassidy thing with them hooking up and dumping each other, then getting back together vindictively. It's just really good.
Farmer Lewis tagged me in a meme last night about Love Island.
Yeah.
And it was a picture of Homer Simpson pouring a bottle of bleach into his eyes. And the caption was, "When your girlfriend asks you to watch Love Island with it."
You know what? Someone said to me yesterday, "Oh, it really must suck that you have to watch these reality TV shows because of your job." And I was like, are you trying to insult me?
Oh, yes, that's the worst part of our job.
Yeah.
Not getting up at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Watching trashy reality TV show, definitely the worst part.
I absolutely love this show.
I live for this.
I live for this stuff. Hey, on the show today, we've got the mayor, Ben Shields.
Yes.
He's in like Sydney or Canberra or something, I don't know. Somewhere on location. On location, Stephen Fenwick from techguide.com.au is going to give us a rundown what happened with Optus Sport, which was dubbed Floptus by the Daily Telegraph yesterday.
You're giving us another World Cup update, and it is day 3 of our Give Me 5 for Kids on air auction.
Oh, I can't wait. Let's kick the show off up next, though, with our gift voucher to the Milestone Hotel. We're going to play Pippa and Jimmy's pub anthems right after this song, one of the biggest in the world at the moment, Calvin Harris, teaming up with Dua Lipa on Hit 93.5. It's Pippa and Jimmy. One Kiss Morning, everyone. Yeah, morning everyone. The Pippa and Jimmy Show, Hit 93.5, 608, and you can give us a call anytime, 13, 12, 16. Hope you're having a great Wednesday. Almost there for the weekend, not too far away. And right now, let's give away some prizes. We've got Milestone Hotel vouchers.
Yes, it's Pippa and Jimmy's pub anthems. Book your next event at the venue that's miles above the rest, the Milestone Hotel. We play you an iconic pub anthem, and on 13, 12, 16, if you can guess the song, you're off to the pub.
Fantastic. Okay, take a listen to this one. This one's a little more obscure.
It is a bit. Mm. Yes, we dig a bit deeper into the pub anthem music catalogue with this one.
Okay, take a listen and remember 13, 12, 16, the first person to call up and correctly tell us what the song is gets the voucher to the Milestone Hotel. Take a listen, everyone. Some people may be thinking, have we accidentally tuned into Triple M Orange? Well, no. Because they don't play this song either. So
this is a great song, though.
I've had to go to YouTube to get this song.
I'm a huge fan. Bit of a clue, this song was featured in the film 500 Days of Summer.
Yes, it was.
Yes, yeah, so 13, 12, 16, if you think you know what this pub anthem is, give us a call right now.
13, 12, 16, it's Pippa and Jimmy's pub anthems for the Milestone Hotel. book your next event. They're miles above the rest. Give us a call because first person to correctly tell us what that song is called is off there with a voucher. Right now, 13, 12, 16 at 10 past 6. Here's Jet, Old School. Are you going to be my girl? Morning, everyone. How good is that? Old school stuff there from the very first album I ever owned. In fact, Jess, are you going to be my girl? Hey, morning, Central West. Pippa, no takers so far.
We have flummoxed Dubbo in the Central West this morning with Pippa and Jimmy's pub anthems, thanks to the Milestone Hotel. I've chosen a bit of an obscure pub anthem, but when I asked you, hey, do you know this song? You were like, oh, yeah, that song by blah, blah from 500 Days of Summer.
Well, I didn't know what the song was called. But they say the song name. Ready? So, if you know what the name is, you're going off to the Milestone Hotel. Give us a call, 13, 12, 16.
Should I give away the artist?
Give away the artist as a hint.
Why Hall & Oates?
Hall & Oates.
Yeah, it's a great duo.
Hall & Oates, is that like named after their names?
Yeah, their surnames.
Because it sounds like something you eat for breakfast.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Hall & Oates.
Yeah. A bit of apple cinnamon crumble on top.
With Hall & Oates. Yeah, that's right. Yes.
Do we have any takers? There we go.
Here we go.
Go on, pick up the phone.
Hit 93.5. You're on air with Pippa and Jimmy. Who's this?
Good morning, Pippa and Jimmy. Susie.
Ah, hello, Susie.
How are you going?
Good to hear from you, Susie. I
haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, good to hear you guys. Yeah, good, thanks. And you?
Yeah, very well,
we're
Susie.
Very well, thank you.
Susie, this song has stumped everybody, but do you think you know what it is?
Only because you told us. Making My Dreams by Hall & Oates.
Yeah, we'll give you that.
Yeah, that's close. Close enough.
You know, we go the close enough is good enough rule here on the Pippa and Jimmy Show.
Absolutely,
good work. Hey, Susie, stick around a moment for us, okay? Thanks for calling.
Thanks so much, guys.
No worries at all. Okay, top news headlines coming up, Pippa. Watch you. Give us a good tease.
Okay.
Give us a good reason to stick around for 5 minutes.
So this first top news headline, a friend of mine actually messaged me this headline last night saying, you have got to talk about this on your show tomorrow. A bloke has accidentally shot himself in the groin.
Okay, great. Do that in 4 minutes time.
Here we go. Pippa and Jimmy. Hit 93.5.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. We do it all thanks to Mick Cafe, Australia's most popular barista-made coffee. It's Pippa and Jimmy on Hit 93.5. Currently 3 degrees across Dubbo, and today 18 in Dubbo, 18 across the Central West as well. And it's time for your top news headlines somewhere in the world.
This video of this first top news headline is going viral on the internet because a man has accidentally shot himself in the groin with a loaded gun.
How does this happen?
Well, in a horrifying incident.
Was it in America?
Was in America.
Yeah, no surprises
there.
Yeah.
So it shows a man expertly loading this gun into the holster in the front of his pants. Not a great place to have a loaded weapon. I mean, regardless of how confident you are using them. Then he walks over to a shelf and bends down to pick something up, and the gun suddenly fires with a shocking loud bang.
He must have a big willy.
Right.
Because, like, there's willy to wrap around and then pull the trigger.
I don't think he's got anything to do with his willy. I just think being shot at point blank, well, he's bent over.
Yeah, but something's got to pull the trigger.
Well, I don't know if it did pull the trigger, but something's happened.
Don't go off.
Just at that close range, that's got to hurt.
What I'm guessing is that for comfort, it's somehow weaved in there and then it's pulled the trigger.
I don't know if it is.
Think it is.
Okay.
So he shot himself.
He shot himself, yes.
Jeez, Americans are dumb. Like, no offense. Like, imagine if I said Asians are dumb, I'd be in big trouble, but apparently it's okay to say Americans. Dude, they're not very smart, are they?
No, not very smart for anybody to stick a weapon in that area of your body.
Yeah.
So, anyway, you should look at the video.
I don't know if I want to see this video.
It looks pretty painful.
Is it good? Did you watch it?
Yeah, I did, yeah. He's in a significant amount of pain.
Is he?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, but viral videos sort of, like, we start to sort of laugh at other people's misfortune.
Is it like a pimple video where it's, like, kind of satisfying to see at the same time?
No, I don't know.
Gross but satisfying?
No, it's just, it's not graphic.
Okay, good.
It's just more, yes.
So who was filming him?
I was on like CCTV.
Oh, because I was going to say, if someone was filming him. Oh, wait, he was trying to steal it.
No, he wasn't trying to steal it. He was placing it into the holster that happened to be at the front of his pants.
Oh, he wasn't placing it in his underwear.
No, he was not.
I thought he put it in his
underwear. No, he didn't put it in his pants.
He put it in his holster.
The holster was just at the front of his jeans.
He needs a bulletproof holster.
He does. He needs an ironclad chastity belt.
I'm happy I heard that story this morning.
Oh, good. You seem thrilled.
Did he die?
I don't know.
No?
I hope not.
I hope not. Good.
Okay, let me tell you another story because I think this is going on too long. Beer ice cream could be coming to New York.
Gross.
Why would that be gross?
Well, actually, I did say gross to avocado ice cream as well, but apparently that's really nice.
Well, the governor is signing a bill that's going to be passed by the Assembly today so that beer and hard cider ice cream will be legal under new legislation passed by the Senate last week.
Gee, they mustn't have much to do over there.
Well, it's aiming to boost the state's growing number of craft brewers and farms.
They really mustn't have much to do over there if their legislator is focusing on passing beer laws.
No, I think that they're trying to help, you know, jobs and the economy. Because wine-flavoured ice cream was legalised last year in New York. Grapes, apple and dairy were three of the top agricultural products grown in the state.
Is there alcohol in the ice cream?
Yes, it's beer ice cream.
Yeah, but sometimes when you cook alcohol, the alcohol fumes out of it.
Containers will have to be clearly labelled, sold only to those over 21 and contain no more than 5% of alcohol.
Oh, that's pretty good though. Yeah. You still get drunk off that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, if you wanted a good time.
Yeah.
Would you have some?
I'd try some, definitely.
Okay,
Try some, yeah.
Would you want to hear a third story?
Yeah, go on, hit me.
Great. So a dad has been commissioned to pick up a few groceries at the supermarket and this dad has taken the request a little bit too far and he's bought 18 boxes of cereal in one go.
You know what?
What?
I hope my dad's not listening. He'll hate me telling this story.
Okay, go on.
I got in trouble once.
Did you?
Because when he first started dating his current partner.
Right.
Bless. She was over and we were about 15, maybe 14 or 15. I can't remember exactly. Anyway, dad comes home with about 20 boxes of something. 20 boxes of something. Anyway, I cracked a big joke.
Right.
Must have been on special.
Yeah.
Anyway, then I got a talking to a few hours later that I embarrassed him in front of his new girlfriend.
Well, they probably were on special.
They were on special, but apparently I embarrassed him.
Oh, dear. They're your top news headlines somewhere in the world.
Cusy and Kate sound a bit like this.
I'm not going to listen to any one of her stories for the rest of the day. I'm not going to feign interest in anything she says.
Let's go!
Thanks to McDonald's, Dubbo and Wellington. It's Pippa and Jimmy. You got
Hit 93.5. Yeah, good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Now, stand by. We cross live to Stephen Fennick from techguide.com.au. He has all the latest on the Optus outage of the World Cup, plus beers, boobs and balls coming up next. But Pippa, hit us now with the first five answers for Alphabucks this morning.
Yes, we've got $1,000 to give away at 8 o'clock. Your letter is the letter K, K for kilo. You're going to need to know an Australian animal, koala, a fruit, kiwi fruit, a girl's name, Kate, country, Kazakhstan, and an Australian town, Katoomba.
Katoomba. I was in Katoomba last week, actually.
Really?
Yeah, to see the Three Sisters.
Ah, at the Blue Mountains.
You know what's weird? I've driven past Katoomba probably a dozen times in the last 12 months.
Yep.
And then it only occurred to me a couple of months ago that I hadn't seen the Three Sisters in about 15 years.
Oh, because the last time you saw it was probably on a school trip when you went to Canberra.
It was on a school trip,
classic
school trip. So pulled in, I was like, really, it's really quite a view.
Great part of the world there, isn't it?
And they've got that big scenic world thing where you can like get the rail up the hill and stuff.
Yeah, it's cool, isn't it?
I was like really amazed by how much stuff they've got going on in the Blue Mountains So that was pretty cool. All right. Beers, boobs and balls coming up next. We've got World Cup update, State of Origin as well. It's all happening. Plus, an update on Anthony Mundine versus Jeff Horn in the boxing. Will it go ahead? We're doing that all after we play this one from the Backstreet Boys. Don't go breaking my heart. And don't forget, you could be off to see the Backstreet Boys live on the world-famous rooftop in Las Vegas. Get on the standby list right now by becoming a VIP at hit.com.au. But right now, their comeback single, Don't Go Breaking My Heart.
I got mixed emotions. Did I finally find me a river that could lead me out to the ocean?
Yeah, the Backstreet Boys, Don't Go Breaking My Heart, right here on Hit 93.5. Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Pippa and Jimmy here, hanging out with you. Would love to hear from you anytime on 13, 12, 16. We are powered by Nick Cafe, Australia's most popular barista-made coffee. Get your coffee right now in drive-thru Macca's at Dubbo and Wellington.
Come on. That's all
about sports, 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 sports.
Baby, beer.
Dibs. That's
all
about
beers, boobs and balls. And State of Origin Game 2 is happening this Sunday evening. And the heat is on the Queensland prop, Jared Wallace, after his lacklustre performance in Game 1. But according to Origin great Mal Meninga, there's one lineup switch that Maroons coach Kevin Walters shouldn't make. Mal reckons that Wallace should be kept in the game. Take a listen.
Yeah, I expect him to start. And, you know, you need impact off the bench. I mean, Jared Wallace is not an impact player. I mean, he's a, you know, he's a toiler and works hard for his teammates and, you know, does some really good stuff off the ball as well, which is important. But, you know, Josh Papali's effort coming off the bench in game one I thought was exceptional. Mm. So I don't think you should change that. You know, keep him. He's a wrecking ball at the moment. You know, on the weekend, even for the mighty Raiders, he was fantastic, wasn't he? So, I mean, go the Raiders.
Yeah, that's Mal Meninga talking about the lineup for Origin Game 2.
Yeah, big game coming up on Sunday, which you can catch right here on Hit 93.5. Hey, over to England quickly, because Australia's been humiliated when England has gotten a world record 481 runs in a 50-over match, which is huge. It's hard to get over 300.
That is.
And then Australia could only reply 239, so England won by 242 runs.
Holy moly.
Yeah, absolutely huge, and have taken out the one-day international series there. Over to boxing, Pippa.
Yes.
Jeff Horn, one of the biggest sensations in Australian boxing, is set to box potentially Anthony Mundine. Now, rumours came out last week about this.
Mm.
Now, it's reported that Anthony Mundine has flown to Brisbane to meet up with Horn's management to see if they can organise a fight. Get this. At Suncorp Stadium.
Wouldn't that be a showdown to watch?
There could be upwards of 80,000 people there once they put people on the ground as well.
That'd be massive.
It would be huge. So more news to come on that. Over to Russia now. World Cup. It was a big night in the World Cup. Russia just wrapped up their game against Egypt around 45 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
They won comfortably 3-1 against the Egyptians.
Okay, right.
Who were missing their star player, Mohamed Salah. Now, in other overnight games, Senegal took care of Poland 2-1 and Japan beat Colombia 2-1 as well. Tonight, huge games. Portugal take on Morocco. Uruguay take on Saudi Arabia. And Spain take on Iran. And tomorrow night, 10 p.m, is when Australia play Denmark.
Brilliant. That is going to be a big game to watch.
Yeah, later on, we're going to get a bit more of an update on the World Cup, because there's a couple of firsts overnight, including an Australian player who reportedly got 5 offers of new contracts within the first 20 minutes of the France game.
You are kidding.
So I'm going to tell you a bit about that later on in the show with our World Cup update. But what we'll do now, Pippa, get back to hits and old school.
Right.
And then I've got a story for you.
Okay.
A bit of a disgrace, this story.
Oh, no.
A restaurant in China had to close down.
Oh, dear.
After doing a very silly all-you-can-eat promotion.
Oh, no. Everybody loves an all-you-can-eat Chinese promotion.
That's what you think.
Yes.
But they made one big mistake. I'll tell you what that mistake was after garbage on Hit.
She gave you everything she had.
Garbage, Cherry Lips. This is your home of hits and old school. Hey, good morning, everyone. 18 in Dubbo, 18 across the Central West today. Current temperature is just ticking over 3 degrees as we speak, so pretty nippy and stay warm out there. It's Pippa and Jimmy, and we are 13 minutes away from 7. Pippa.
Yes, mate.
Do you love an all-you-can-eat restaurant?
Oh, my gosh. Talk dirty to me.
I really enjoy all-you-can-eat, especially one where you can get, you know, different options.
If you don't like an all-you-can-eat restaurant, you need to have a good hard look at yourself. Yeah.
Look, I understand if you're lactose intolerant like me, going to like a pizza all-you-can-eat might be not a great idea.
Could be problematic.
But when you go to an all-you-can-eat where you've got like pizza, Chinese, all the jits and jats seafood, everyone's happy.
Exactly, because you've got a plethora of cuisines to choose from. Mm. Everyone can have something that they enjoy.
And you know how much it's going to cost as well. Well, a Chinese business has made a huge mistake with an all-you-can-eat promotion.
Have they just not included fried rice or something?
No. Here's what they've done, Pippa. They've wanted to promote their business.
Yep.
So they've gone, you know, it'd be a great idea.
Mm.
Let's do an all-you-can-eat promotion for an entire month.
So brilliant.
You pay $19.
Okay.
And then you all you can eat for an entire month.
So $19 and all your meals could potentially be sorted.
You could go back to the restaurant every day.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, you think it's a great idea?
Yes.
The business had to close down after 2 weeks after going $80,000 into debt.
Oh, no.
They had 500. Now, they wanted just a couple of new customers. They thought a couple of new people would be like, oh, this is great, repeat customers.
Build up the loyalty.
500 people a day signing up. They had queues around the block to get in. People complaining that they couldn't use their card because the restaurant was full.
Because they were so overrun. Mm. They bit off more of a calamari leg than they could chew. Oh, dear.
So the poor restaurant's gone out of business, 80 grand in debt, because they didn't realise that offering people all you can eat for an entire month, they will come back every single day.
People will take you up on that.
They will take you up on it.
Don't joke about those sorts of offers because we're pretty hungry.
Remember when Homer Simpson got banned from the all-you-can-eat restaurant?
Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yes.
They thought they could handle Homer. They couldn't.
No, they can't.
No, they can't.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Oh, how disappointing.
So warning to businesses out there, put some T's and C's in your
promotion.
Exactly,
that's right.
You know, make sure you don't go in there out of business under 2 weeks.
Pippa Moore and Jimmy Love.
Oh, yeah.
Hit 93.5.
Information that was fake and never happened.
I can't believe it.
You are fake news.
The current score in the fake news segment, Jimmy 7, Pippa 4.
No, it's 5, mate.
Oh, you
that
5.
That slash through it is 5.
7 versus 5. Pippa, this is your chance to close the gap again. I've got two news stories. One of them's a real news story.
Yep.
One of them I've just completely made up myself. Mm,
okay.
Are you ready to go today?
Yes.
Okay, the first news story is, the Czech Republic president has called a surprise news conference where he got all the journalists together, and then when they got there, he pulled out a giant pair of red underwear and burnt them.
Okay.
Second story. A man in the USA has lost a bet with his wife after he said to her, I bet you can't watch every game of the NBA playoffs like I watch every episode of The Bachelor and Bachelorette.
Okay.
And they made a bet that if she was able to watch every minute of every game, he would do the washing for a year.
Yeah. Okay.
And she proved him wrong. She sat there and watched every second of every game. And he's lost the bet and now has to do the washing every day for a year.
Right.
They are your two news stories, Pippa.
Okay.
Your 30-second timer begins now.
Why did the president burn the red underpants?
Apparently because some protesters had climbed on top of the president's house recently and changed the Czech flag to red underwear. So they took down the Czech flag and put red underwear on.
Why did they change it to red underwear?
Because they're protesting something Czech-related.
Yeah, right. Okay. And he's burnt the red underwear.
He's burnt the red underwear.
How have people reacted?
At least he used the fire department to do it safely.
Okay. Right. And the NBA playoffs. So she had to watch the NBA playoffs.
Yeah, because he said to her,
yeah,
I'm watching the NBA playoffs.
Yeah.
You should watch it with me. And I bet you. He said, oh, well, you can't because, like, I watch every game, every episode of The Bachelor and Bachelorette, and I sit there and watch every second of it. But there's no way that you can watch every second of the NBA playoffs when she proved him wrong.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Just one question about the story. When did the NBA playoffs finish?
They finished like last week or the week before.
Yeah, right.
Like they've been quite recent. It's the Warriors versus the Cavaliers.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. I thought the playoffs were still going.
No, they've finished up. They've just finished up because it went to like a record-breaking 7th game or something.
Mm, right.
I'm just trying to remember off the news.
I feel like the Czech Republic story sounds fake, which makes me think it's true.
True, yeah.
So I'm going to say that's a true story.
The Czech Republic's true, so the NBA story's fake news?
Yeah.
correct, Pippa.
Oh, great.
Well done. Yeah, so the president called a surprise press conference just to burn a pair of undies.
So because protesters broke onto the roof of his house and put undies instead of the flag.
Instead of the flag.
So random.
So random.
Why? Why would someone do that?
Just as a protest.
What colour is the Czech flag? Does it have any red in it?
I don't know. Well, it's like, you know, in Australia how protesters broke onto the top of the Opera House and painted something on there.
It's
symbolistic, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Right.
Like I don't know exactly what they're protesting about because their issues are particular to them, different issues that we have here in Australia. So the president, surprise press conference.
Were they men's underpants?
No, they're giant underpants.
Giant.
They're huge. They're the size of a flag.
Wow.
Giant underpants, size of a flag.
Where would you get undies that size?
There you go. Would have had to have been custom made. Mm. Stand by. Stephen Fenwick from techguide.com.au calling through the show any moment now to talk about the Optus outage in the World Cup. But right now, the number one song in Australia at the moment. Here's Five Sauce, A Young Blood on Hit.
Remember the words you told me, love me till the day I die.
Yeah, the number one song in Australia at the moment, 5 Seconds of Summer, Young Blood, also featuring on the UK and the US charts. Those guys absolutely killing it, the Aussie boy band there. And we do it all thanks to Macca's here on the Pippa and Jimmy Show at Hit 93.5. The new Grand Big Mac at McDonald's, available after 10:30 a.m. only for a limited time.
From techguide.com.au, talking all things tech with Stephen Fenwick.
Stephen Fenwick joins us on the show now. Stephen, the Daily Telegraph in Sydney called Floptus on the front page of the newspaper yesterday. Mate, tell us all about this drama with the Optus streaming.
Yeah, well, it's been pretty disappointing for customers who were hoping to watch the World Cup to stream it through Optus Sport. Unfortunately, it was a flop. The streaming service was overcrowded, so a lot of people were getting playback errors. So it was a bit of an own goal for Optus, unfortunately, and they've hopefully addressed the issue. But in the meantime, they're going to simulcast all the games that they've got exclusive access to. They're going to offer them to SBS for the next 48 hours. So fans won't miss out. It'll also buy them time to sort their streaming services out so that when it is back to Optus Sport, it's going to work as described.
Absolutely. Now, I'm reading on techguide.com.au right now, Stephen, that Optus are also trying to appease people by giving them free set-top boxes.
That's correct, yeah. They were offering free Fetch TV mini boxes. Customers naturally were upset they couldn't watch the game, so Optus kindly offered free boxes to these disgruntled customers. Naturally, stock ran out pretty quick, and some stores didn't even know that the offer even existed. So there was a rush, there was a bit of a gold rush there. But now with this deal with SBS, for the next 48 hours at least, Optus will get their ducks in a row, get this working. It was a bit of a black eye for Optus over this because Optus wanted to have the rights to the soccer to not only be a telco, but also to be an entertainment company. So for them, for people who are thinking that streaming is the future, you know, we've got Netflix and all these services, this really sort of set it back a little bit because broadcast is bulletproof. Broadcast always works. In this case, streaming, drop the ball.
Absolutely.
Now, Stephen, quickly before we let you go, you've got some Amazon Prime news for us as well.
Yeah, well, we know we can shop on Amazon now. So Amazon is a great shopping service. There's an Amazon Australia site. But now they've just launched Amazon Prime, which is a membership system that gets you several benefits, including free delivery, also fast delivery. If you get like two business day delivery in Australia, you can also access items from the US store, more than 4 million products that qualify you for Prime. Not only that, you also get access to exclusive deals, but on top of that, you also get access to Amazon Prime video streaming service.
Oh, wow.
You also get the books, the free e-book service as well. So a lot of benefits for being a member. If you love shopping on Amazon, then Amazon Prime would be the way to go.
Amazon Prime to Australia. Now, of course, if you want to check out any of those stories and more info on them, techguide.com.au is the best place to go. It is on my favourites bar. Stephen Fenwick, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Chat to you next week, guys.
Absolutely. Now, Pippa, re the World Cup. We're going to get down and dirty about that in about half an hour's time with a big World Cup update,
right,
okay?
Love it.
Right now, David Guetta, Flames.
One foot in front of the other way. One breath into another, yeah. Just keep moving.
Sia, David Guetta teaming up there with Aussie Sia, the girl who doesn't like to show her face. How good is that? It's called Flames, right here on Hit 93.5. Good morning, everybody. You're on with Pippa and Jimmy, 17 past 7 o'clock. Alpha Bucks, $1,000 up for grabs at 8. And then we have our Gimme 5 for Kids charity auction on air coming up after 8 o'clock. Find out what today's item is just after 8.
So yesterday after the show, we're in the studio. You were in the studio. I was at my desk and I got a phone call. And it was a number that I didn't know. And so I usually screen calls with numbers that I don't know.
Was it a call on your work phone or was it on your mobile phone?
On my mobile.
Yeah.
Yes, on my cell. So didn't recognise the number. So answered and said, hello, Pippa speaking. And this woman on the other end of the phone starts launching into this conversation. Oh, hi, yes. So I've sent the email to Wade, but I've also sent it to you because I haven't heard back from him yet, so I just thought it'd be easier to send it to you. I'm going, what? I say, pardon? And she says, I sent you the email. I said, sorry, who is this? Because I'm very confused. And she says, oh, come on, Debbie. We're not doing this again, are we?
Oh, she thinks she's talking to a Debbie. And we all know what Debbies are like.
Oh.
Oh, we all know that Debbies are very difficult to deal with.
Yes.
No offence to any Debbies out there.
Oh, come on, Debbie. We're not doing this again, are we?
Classic Debbie.
I'm going, what? I'm going, who's Debbie? Debbie, stop it. We're not doing this. I'm like, what are we not doing? Oh, come on. I'm not coming on. She goes, Debbie, it's Ali. You know who this is? Really? Really, Debbie? Are you really doing this? I'm going, really? I'm not Debbie. Who are you trying? You're obviously trying for Debbie. I'm not Debbie. And she goes, really? I'm going, really? I'm not Debbie. And she didn't believe me. And this went on for about 30 seconds and I had to convince her that my name is not Debbie. She hasn't called Debbie. She's trying to get onto a Debbie. You need to call someone else. She was so sure and so convinced.
That you were just faking.
That I was faking it and having her on. That I was Debbie.
From a wrong number.
From a wrong number. I don't. Hashtag, where's Debbie?
Where's Debbie?
Let's get that trending.
Well, did it come from a business phone or from a mobile phone?
From another mobile phone.
So it was from another mobile phone. What surprised me about this, like, if you're typing a number into your work phone, you might get a number wrong, so misdial.
Yeah.
If you're calling someone off your mobile phone, surely they're just in your contacts.
Surely.
Surely Debbie was in her contacts.
Yes.
And she's hit Debbie's number.
But the weird thing was, even after I picked up and said, hello, Pippa speaking, she was still convinced that it was Debbie. And then when I said, sorry, this isn't Debbie, she went, oh, really, Debbie? Good one. Come on, Debbie, it's Ali. I know what you're doing, Debbie.
Maybe you've been prank called.
Maybe I was.
Have you thought that potentially someone was just having you on?
Maybe.
Yeah.
But she sounded very shocked. When I finally convinced her that I wasn't Debbie, she sounded quite taken aback and embarrassed.
Did she call you back after that?
No.
No, she just called someone else. You know what? She's misdialed. She's called someone else. Because I've had a similar situation before where someone's called me and gone, no, I've definitely called the right number. And I'm going, no. Anyway, then I hang up and they call straight back. I'm like, no, still the wrong number.
You've written down a number
you've
wrong.
You've written down the wrong number. Yes. Yeah. So,
but she was quite adamant that I was Debbie and that I was having her on. So hashtag where's Debbie?
Hashtag where's Debbie? 13, 12, 16. Are you Debbie?
Are you Debbie?
No, I'm not even joking. If your name's Debbie, give us a call.
Yeah. We'd love to hear from you.
Have a chat with you.
Did you get the email from Wade that Ali sent you yesterday? Debbie.
13, 12, 16, any Debbies in Dubbo or the Central West?
Let's try and solve the mystery.
Here we go. Pippa and Jimmy. Hit 93.5.
Around 3 degrees.
In Narromine, it's 3 degrees.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Yeah, the Mayor of Dubbo, Councillor Ben Shields, joins us after 8.30 this morning for Mayor on Air.
Now, what's happened in Love Island between Grant and
Taylor. Yeah, the Grant and Taylor love triangle. We will get, and Cassidy's in there as well.
Yes.
We will get to that in just a moment. But some romance overnight happened when Eden and Erin declared their love for each other and how one day they want to get married and that Eden would like Erin to have his baby.
Well, of course you're going to say that if you're trapped in a Spanish villa with a scantily clad girl. Who wouldn't want to marry her?
Take a listen.
Of course. I really love you. Right? You got nothing.
You're so sweet. Can you just marry me now?
I wish I could.
Here's the thing, Bibbo. You watch dumb shows like The Bachelor and Farmer Wants a Wife and stuff. This is just the same thing. People trying to find love on a reality TV show.
Yes, but this is different because it's all about how you look on this show. It's not about your personality or going deeper. You're not spending quality time. You're just mooching around in a house on beanbags in bikinis.
I actually think it's really rude of you because obviously these people aren't good enough to be on a personality-driven TV show.
No, they're clearly not.
So Channel 9's given them a TV show which they're good at looking good. So be nice. Stop being rude to them just because they've got no brains.
Just celebrate their gifts.
Now, I needed to ask you because between the love triangle of Grant, Cassidy and Taylor, we all know that Grant got chosen yesterday by Cassidy, who has been facetious and just trying to start shit up. Mm-hmm. And now Cassidy and Grant are a couple. Now, the rules are very simple. If you don't sleep in the same bed as your couple up with, you've got to sleep outside. I want to know if you and Farmer Lewis was on this show. I know you're going to say, oh, we wouldn't go on it. If you were on this show hypothetically and someone came in between you two, would you sleep outside with Farmer Lewis? Because that's their only option. They either sleep inside with the people they don't want to be with or they sleep outside together in the cold.
What I'd do is I'd take a fork to the eye of the woman who was trying to get in between me and my lover.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Dude, that's called a salt pepper.
Okay.
That'd be domestic violence.
No, but it'd be with a plastic fork and it'd be on reality television so they could cartoon it up and make it look real itchy and scratchy like. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So Grant and Taylor have committed their love to each other and are saying that they will sleep outside with each other for the next week until they can recouple together.
That's cute.
It is quite cute.
Yes, he's sleeping outside. That's fine. That's like camping. Farmer Lewis and I go camping and sleep outside all the time. That's fine.
There's absolutely no way I'd do it. I wouldn't care who I slept next to. I'm not sleeping outside.
Really?
With mosquitoes and getting bitten and everything. Gross.
So you would sleep with your couple? No. Hang on. What's the rule again?
So whoever you coupled up with, Cassidy chose to couple up with Grant.
Right.
You've got to sleep in the same bed or sleep outdoors.
So Grant protested.
Yeah,
and sleeping said, outdoors. I'm sleeping outdoors, but Taylor's sleeping outdoors with him.
Yeah.
They're such heroes.
They are
They're such martyrs for their love.
It was funny, actually, during last night's episode, Taylor was just about to say, I can't believe she would do this to me, but she stopped herself realizing that Taylor did the exact same thing to her 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Pot kettle. Hello.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, bit of other trending now news. Will Ferrell is set to write and star in a new comedy film about the great Eurovision Song Contest.
This will be good.
This is very exciting. So Deadline has reported that Will Ferrell will team up with Netflix for the very first time for the project. So he's never done anything with Netflix before.
Is it going to be a movie?
Yes, it's simply going to be titled Eurovision, and he'll write it alongside Andrew Steele, who writes for Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
He'll also produce the film through his company, Gary Sanchez Productions, and longtime collaborator Adam McKay will serve as executive producer.
All right, well, I've got one concern here, because Netflix, a little bit known for releasing not so good of movies. Like, I've never seen a Netflix exclusive movie that they've made themselves, which I've gone, oh my gosh, I've got to talk about that. Like, they all seem just like, they're okay, but they're a little bit cheap is what I kind of feel.
But Netflix television series
going amazing.
Very well.
Amazing.
Yes.
So there you go. You can check out all those stories plus more at hit.com.au. Right now, Magic and Rude with Pippa and Jimmy on Hit 93.5.
What Cassidy's saying to Taylor. How could you be so rude? You're taking my boyfriend away from me.
And then we're back with a World Cup update. After this on Hit Morning, everybody.
Saturday morning, jumped out of bed.
Magic with Rude on Hit 93.5. Hey, good morning, everybody. You're on with your friend Jimmy, and we do it all thanks to the new Grand Big Mac at McDonald's, available after 10:30 a.m. for a limited time only. Mayor on air, Mayor Ben Shields, joins the show after 8:30, and our next auction item for our Gimme 5 for Kids on air auction is coming up in around 20 minutes. So I'm after Alpha Bucks, Pippa, but right now...
World Cup update!
You really want it?
Yeah. Yeah, let's get down and dirty, Pippa. The first World Cup red card has been given overnight.
Whoa, what happened?
Only took, let me get this right, 15 games for a red card to be given out.
Wow.
And in the Colombia versus Japan game, it only took 3 minutes.
Jeepers.
For the red card to be handed out. Basically, what happened was the Japanese player had a shot at goal. The Colombian player put his arm out. It hit his arm in the box. It was a penalty. And an instant red card send-off offence. So the first red card has now been given.
Okay.
Absolutely huge news there. Now let's get into the scores from overnight. Japan did end up beating Colombia 2-1.
Mm-hmm.
Poland lost to Senegal 2-1 as well. And Russia got a big win over Mo Salah's Egypt 3-1.
Is it common that the country that hosts the World Cup wins the World Cup?
Well, no.
Okay,
very
right.
Uncommon. Like, South Africa didn't get out of the group stage a few years ago. Brazil did do well in Brazil 4 years ago,
yeah.
But they're Brazil. So,
right, yeah, they're a great team.
They
regardless.
End up losing 7-1 in the quarterfinal or semifinal. So, like,
right.
They got done pretty hard there. Now, tonight, big games, Portugal, Morocco, Iran and Spain. But the big one for tonight, Uruguay versus Saudi Arabia, because if Uruguay win that game, it means, or even, just win, it means that Russia and Uruguay will be the first two teams through to the round of 16.
Okay.
So we'll have our first two qualified teams if Uruguay win.
Right.
If Saudi Arabia win, we'll have to wait another few days for that to happen.
I see. Okay.
Okay, now over the Socceroos, they play Denmark tomorrow night, 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
It will be on SBS. And our centre-back, Trent Sainsbury, during the French game, had such a good game of soccer that within the first 20 minutes, his agent had 5 offers from clubs around the world, including 2 English Premier League clubs.
Gee, that's all right.
For him to have a move, because apparently he was so good in the first 20 minutes.
So where does he currently play? Just an Aussie club?
No, he plays for a Chinese Super League club at the moment.
Oh, wow.
So we could be seeing a big move to Trent Sainsbury coming up. Now, FIFA aren't too happy with this World Cup so far because the World Cup brand has become a little bit toxic, according to reports.
Oh.
In fact, FIFA have only managed to sell 20 out of the 34 commercial spots they have available for the World Cup.
Well, we should get on that.
We should jump on that.
Yes.
But you're looking at hundreds of millions of dollars to partner with FIFA. That's why you see companies like McDonald's or Coca-Cola or car companies like Hyundai getting on board.
They've got the cash to splash.
Yeah, so apparently FIFA could be behind by up to $1 billion because they haven't been able to sell the advertising for the Russia World Cup.
Because the name of FIFA has been sullied.
Well, the name of FIFA, well, FIFA's obviously playing two World Cups in countries back. So they're playing Russia this year and then in 4 years in Qatar, who both of them have huge human rights violations. So
I see.
That sort of image is quite toxic and a lot of brands do not want to involve themselves in that.
Fascinating stuff.
There you go. Your World Cup update for today.
Brilliant.
Back on tonight. First game, Portugal-Morocco at 10 p.m.
Cusey and Kate sound a bit like this.
I'm not listening to any one of her stories.
I don't
Yes, Clean Bandit's new one, Solo. Tell us what you think at hit.com.au. Become a VIP and you could be off to Las Vegas on the world-famous rooftop to see the Backstreet Boys live with Carrie and Tommy. Hit.com.au. Good morning, everyone. Pippa and Jimmy on Hit 93.5. Alpha Bucks is under 4 minutes away.
Yes!
No!
Hand heat warmers.
I saw the ad for these
the
this
little
morning.
Packets, yeah, your little packet and it warms your hand up.
Yes, I'm intrigued to try them because I feel like I'd enjoy them until I wanted to hold a coffee in my hand.
Yeah.
Then it's going to become problematic.
Yeah, well, the coffee, often people get a coffee in the morning because it's nice and warm on the hands, you know what I mean?
Like a little hot water bottle.
Do you wear gloves?
I do, yes.
Yeah, I've got a nice, have you seen my new nice pair?
Yes, I have this suede.
Suede. I got them on ASOS for $10. So down from $90.
Well done. That's a good bargain.
That's good. You know what I do? I go sale, sort, lowest price first.
Yeah, great.
Great. I think everyone does that,
guess
actually.
You have a bargain basement price.
Bargain.
I say yes, I'm going to try them, actually.
Yes. No.
Having a song as a ringtone. Instead of just a ring, 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 ring.
Oh, look, I am a strong advocate for you doing you, but I am, with the iPhone, I'm a bit of a fan of just the traditional,
ring.
Oh, you like that one?
Yeah, just the ye old traditional iPhone ringtone. Do you know why? Because I never had the privilege of having a Nokia 3315 and I could never have the Nokia ringtone. So now I've got an iPhone. I'm enjoying having the traditional iPhone ringtone.
Look, I'm just going to say, there's someone in the office here at Hit 93.5 who has got a song as a ringtone.
I already know who you're talking about.
And it's a very loud rock song.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, no offence, but they don't know what the silent function on the phone is.
No.
They've never turned their phone on silent before.
They always let it ring out.
And I'm just like, no.
I feel like they're trying to express their personality or the person they'd love to be through their ringtone.
Just turn it on silent. Like, okay, I'm fine with you having a song as a ringtone, but please put it on silence.
I'm trying to remember how the song goes.
It's just very loud from the beginning. And the whole
That's actually how it sounds.
It's literally like, we get it, you got a phone call.
It's an assault on the ears.
Thank you so much.
Yes. No.
Talking about phones.
Yeah.
Using Siri.
Oh, I feel like people don't use Siri as much as they say they do.
I like Siri because if I'm like, say yesterday I was in the kitchen, I said, hey Siri, what's the date? Because I was my bread expired on the 18th, so I was just checking if it was the 18th or 19th.
Yeah.
And then my flatmate, bless, comes out, sorry, what was that, Jimmy? I was
talking to Siri. Sometimes I think Siri's in a bit of a mood though.
She is sometimes.
You go, hey Siri. Nothing.
Nothing.
Hey Siri. Siri.
Nothing.
No, she doesn't want to do it. She doesn't want to come to the party. She's on a day off.
Hey, Siri. That's going to get a lot of
fun. Oh, my gosh, it did. It worked. Well done. It just worked. Mine didn't work. See, Siri's got a day off on my phone.
Hey, Siri, how you doing today? Oh, it's done.
Nah, wow. See, she stitched you up.
It's done.
It's 4 degrees.
Yeah, thanks to Leading Edge Computers for everything Apple, Microsoft and more. Daryl, how you doing this morning, mate?
I'm all right.
You're all right. Are you excited to have a crack at winning $1,000?
It would be nice.
It would be nice.
Now, Daryl, at 6:30 every morning, we give away the first 5 answers to Alpha Bucks. Were you listening at 6:30 this morning, mate?
Yeah, because I was at the gym listening to the radio.
Oh, brilliant.
Good work, mate. Okay, so you know that your letter's K. K for kilo.
Okay, Daryl, here's how it works. You've got 10 questions, 30 seconds on the clock. If you answer all 10 correctly, $1,000 is yours.
Yeah, if you don't know an answer, Daryl, say pass. If we get time, we will come back to it at the end. There's no helping in the background. Daryl, are you ready to give Alpha Bucks a crack?
I'll try.
Okay, Daryl, for $1,000 in Alpha Bucks, starting with the letter K, name an Australian animal.
Kangaroo.
A fruit.
Kiwi.
A girl's name.
Kathy.
A country.
Katoomba. Kazakhstan.
An Australian town.
Katoomba.
A four-letter word.
Kilo.
A Dubbo street name.
Catherine.
A distance of 1,000 metres.
Kilometre.
A part of a computer.
Keyboard.
The first year of schooling.
First year of schooling is kindergarten.
Here we go. For $1,000, I need to confirm if there's a Catherine Street. Let me have a look.
Now, Daryl, we had the letter K for kilo, Australian animal, a fruit, a girl's name, a country. Now, for country, you said Katoomba, but then you changed your answer to Kazakhstan.
You changed it in the same breath, so we will accept it.
Okay.
If we'd started the next question, we wouldn't have accepted it.
Yes, because we do need to accept your first answer. A four-letter word, a Dubbo street name, distance of 1,000 metres, a part of a computer, and first year of schooling.
Here we go, Daryl. I haven't been able to confirm if Catherine Street is an official street in Dubbo. What we're going to do is we're going to play the Konski Wake Up, Shake Up, then we're going to come back to you with confirmation if Catherine Street is a Dubbo street name. Okay, mate?
Yep.
And if it is, you've won $1,000. Stand by. Enter Mr. DJ. It's your Konski Wake Up, Shake Up. That is it for the morning. And right now, thanks to Leading Edge Computers, everything Apple, Microsoft and more, Daryl just blitzed through Alpha Bucks. He finished all 10 questions in around 25 seconds, but we had to confirm one of the final answers he gave.
We did. Daryl, the letter was K, K for kilo. You got through all 10 questions. However, the question we needed to confirm was question 7, a Dubbo street name, and you said Catherine.
Now, Daryl...
Yeah, I know, because Catherine Drive is spelt with a C, no K, but Catherine can be spelt with a K.
Yeah. Daryl, there's no Catherine with a K. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're so sorry. We can't give you $1,000.
Daryl. Mate, you had a great shot. Try again soon, okay?
All right.
No worries. Oh, that's heartbreaking. Catherine Drive is Catherine with a C. And need to be with a K. Okay, tomorrow morning, another chance at $1,000 with Alpha Bucks, thanks to Leading Edge Computers.
And make sure you're listening out for those clues at 6:30.
Yes, you get the first 5 answers every morning at 6:30. Right now, though, Pippa, we've got another item to auction off for Give Me 5 for Kids.
We do. It is our Give Me 5 on-air auction where all throughout the month of June we are raising vital funds for the children's ward at the Dubbo Base Hospital. Every single cent that we raise this month goes directly to the hospital, and all week long so far we've been auctioning off items on air. And it's day 3 today.
Oh, it's day 3 of the auction. Now, don't forget, if you win, all that money, can go towards buying an amazing piece of equipment at the hospital. Some of the things that we've bought has been for prenatal. Mm-hmm. Some of the things we've helped buying as well include cameras which connect up to Sydney doctors' hospitals as well. So it can be a really great thing, because sometimes the equipment that they've got from Gimme 5 for Kids will mean that sometimes a child won't have to get an aeroplane or a helicopter to ride to Sydney Hospital. They'll be able to be treated right here in Dubbo. So today, Pippa, great item from our friends at Harvey Norman.
Yes, today's auction item is a Goodbye single mattress by Sealy.
Oh, good one.
Thanks to Harvey Norman Dubbo. This is something that every home needs.
Everybody needs a mattress.
Yes, needs beds. So it is an Australian-made mattress with a 10-year warranty. It's got a firm feel. This is going to be a perfect mattress if you've got kids aged anywhere from 5 to 15 years. And its total value is $499.
How good is that? Okay, here's what I love about this as well. If you need a new mattress for your kid right now, a new single mattress, if you were to go to the shop and buy one, you wouldn't be able to claim it on tax.
No.
You wouldn't be able to claim it as a tax write-off. If you buy one as part of the charity auction, it's a donation to a charity. You can write it off on tax.
And you're getting a brand new mattress out of it. How good.
Brand new mattress, support the sick kids, tax write-off, and also a new mattress. Okay, if you want to bid on this mattress valued at $499, thanks to our great friends at Harvey Norman Bedding and Furniture, you've got to call the auction hotline.
You do. The number that you can call right now is 6801-2283. The auction line is open. We've got people standing by to take your bid.
Bidding open now. 6801-2283. It's a great mattress thanks to our great friends at Harvey Norman. Give the auction line a call now and make a bid.
Here we go.
Baby, you look happier, you do. I knew one day you'd fall for someone new. But if he breaks your heart like love is due.
Ed Sheeran's Happier on Hit 93.5. Hey, good morning, everybody. We do it all thanks to the Big Mac. The new Grand Big Mac is at McDonald's, available after 10:30 a.m. for a limited time. It's Pippa and Jimmy on Hit 93.5. And the Mayor on Air, Mayor Ben Shields, joins us on the phone today. I think he's in like Sydney or Melbourne or something.
Oh, yeah, on location.
Doing budget or something boring like that.
Oh, yeah, okay, great. Yeah, we'll chat to him about that. I've got a bit of news for everybody, particularly women, because Australia is taking part in a world first inquiry that they are launching into looking into workplace sexual harassment or harassment. as some may say.
Do you say harassment or harassment?
I say harassment.
I used to have a drama teacher who said harassment.
Harassment. Oh, she probably grew up in Ascot or something.
Yeah, something like that.
So women across Australia are going to be asked to share their personal horror stories to help authorities draw up a tough blueprint to drive out pests and deviance in the workplace.
Good.
So this is just months after announcing a bonking ban between government staff and ministers. The Turnbull government are co-funding with the hashtag MeToo-inspired Australian Human Rights Commission inquiry as women report more and more cases of intimidation, leering and inappropriate touching in the workplace.
Good. So good on the government.
It is great. They're throwing $500,000 at it.
Yeah. That, I'm actually really, is it $500,000 or $500,000,000?
$500 million. The government will provide $500,000 for the inquiry.
Okay, cool. Well, that's good. This is good because this needed to happen.
It is.
And it should happen.
Absolutely.
So good on to the Australian government for doing this, an inquiry into workplace sexual harassment. You know, another example of Australia being better than America?
Yes.
Because America, the big news out of government there is they've just legalised putting beer in ice cream.
Yeah, that's in New York.
In New York. Now, the Australian government's doing something decent.
That's right.
Hashtag me too.
No, it's fantastic news.
Really good news there. There you go.
So that's a bit of a topical news headline for you.
Headline for you there.
Ladies and gents.
Done. Okay. Check out more stories like that at hit.com.au.
Cusie and Kate sound a bit like this.
I'm not listening to any one of her stories for the rest of the day. I'm not going to feign interest in anything she says.
Do you normally have to feign?
Yes, half the time. The King of House.
Mayor on air. Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Pippa and Jimmy on Hit 93.5, and we've got the Mayor, Ben Shields. He's in Canberra at the moment. How you doing, Mayor?
Oh, I'm going pretty good. How are you?
Very well. Mayor Ben Shields, what are you doing down in our nation's capital?
Once a year, they have a thing called the Australian Local Government Association. It's the annual conference. It's effectively where they gather all the mayors in the country and put them in one room and tell us a few things or two. And I've come down for that, basically, yeah.
Is that like when they put all those Liberal Party members in the same room and they all started brawling?
Yeah, were you there?
I've never even been involved. No, that was Sydney. And, you know, those days for me are long gone, you know, like the fights and the brawls and that, you know.
Yeah. Okay, Mayor Ben Shields, we're going to pop you on hold for a second because we've got Heather on the phone who's going to ask you a question, okay?
Okay.
So sure. Hold the line. We've just got to go to Heather now. Heather. Okay.
Heather, are you there?
I am.
Heather, great to have you on the show. You've got a question for our Mayor, Ben Shields. What would you like to ask him? Fire away.
Good morning, Ben. How are you? In regards to the new rubbish bins that you've kindly all just given out to us, I want to know, we've got a large family and you've given me a really tiny rubbish bin that's going to be filled up in no time. Now, that bin's no gun, my rubbish bin that I had to pay for is no longer going to be picked up from the 1st of July. The council states that if I don't want it, I can turn it upside down and you'll collect it free of charge. Okay. I paid for that bin. Are you going to refund me my money?
Okay, no worries, Heather. We're going to pop you on hold and Mayor Ben Shields, we're going to pop him back on the line.
Okay, Mayor Ben Shields, we've got you back on the line. What do you have to say to Heather's question about the bins?
Yeah, so it's interesting. We're still doing the bins, the ordinary waste, and is going to be weekly still. That was one of the big things during the council election, is ordinary waste was going to be cut back from weekly to fortnightly. So we're keeping ordinary waste weekly, but a bit smaller. Now, but you've got to remember, now that we've got this organic bin, most of people's waste will go into the organics. Anything lawn clipping, anything food waste, anything, even paper, can go into your organics bin. So the vast bulk of the waste that goes into your ordinary waste will be able to go into the organics, which is weekly anyway, and it is a big bin. So you're actually getting more actual services on that anyway. So that's where we're up to there with that.
Okay, no worries. Unfortunately, due to our phone system, we can't have Heather and Ben on at the same time. So, Heather, we thank you so much. We know you can hear us right now for your question. And if you need any more details, we'll get you in touch directly with Ben Shields. Remember, you can ask a question whenever you like here. Now, there's plenty happening around Dubbo at the moment. I quickly need a check, Ben, because I'm disappointed that at Lady Cutler Oval, there's a big fence right where there's no soccer fields, and there's no fence where there is soccer fields. What's happening there?
I didn't know that Hit played records.
What do you mean?
Well, it's like sounding like a broken record for Jimmy.
Oh, I see what you did
like
there.
Over and over and over again. I keep saying, Jimmy, these ovals, they're being updated very, very soon, you know. Come on, mate.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
You get very passionate about
it. He does get very passionate, yeah.
We had to ask the fence question. Okay, I've got a question relating to something that was posted on Dubbo Thumbs Up, Thumbs Down a few days ago as well.
Yes, sure. Mayor Ben Shields, we've been keeping a keen eye on a post on the page regarding a women's march that some people of our community would like you to be a part of and would like us to get underway. What do you have to say about that?
Look, I agree with it. The community members, they're at the stage now, they can just put a proposal to me to block off the streets, whatever they want to do, and I'll organise that and get it to happen.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea. What happened down in Melbourne recently is, what could you say? It's just abhorrent, frightening, disgraceful,
absolutely,
disgusting. You know, you can put all sorts of names on it. Whatever the community can do to lower violence against women and just get the respect going, you know, back for women, full stop, we should be doing. We should be embracing it and supporting it. So, again, I'm quite keen to work with these guys, and I'm particularly keen that this has just been spurred on by the reaction of a few locals. This hasn't been driven by a government department or anything like this. This is just a few local people have got together and said, they've got to do something.
Yeah, fantastic.
And that is the best type of, you know, seriously, that's the best type of community activism. So, you know, gold star for those guys. They've done a fantastic job, and whatever they want, I'll get that rubber stamp out straight away.
Fantastic. Brilliant. Okay, now quickly before we let you go, Mayor Ben Shields, you've been posting all over your Facebook page about a new pool. What's happening with the new pool?
Yeah, look, 30 years at least, our pool has been effectively outdated. We don't have indoor facilities. We've only got one water slide. We're doing a bit there this year. We're spending about $800,000 on a very, you know, a kids' playground. But look, we need expanded facilities in the tune of millions of dollars. So I'm proposing for council this Monday night coming that we put together a master plan for it so we can start going after the government grants to expand our pool. That means indoor facilities. That means that, you know, even right now you'd be able to go to the pool in the middle of winter.
Yeah.
It also means more water slides, potential for a small wave pool, potential for, you know, we don't even have diving boards. We don't have, you know, those sort of things desperately needed in a place like Dubbo.
Okay.
Let's make it happen. Let's get that cash in and get it happening. It'll be great for tourism, great for families, great for all sorts of people would enjoy it.
Fantastic news. Mayor Ben Shields live from the nation's capital. Thank you so much for joining the show this morning.
Not a problem. And I look forward to next week's, question about Lady Cutler over. I'm sure we'll find another one.
I'll just
get the recording from today and play it back for you.
Toilets or fences or maybe some potholes. Just quickly before we let you go, no good hearing that that a couple of hooligans drove and did burnouts on the ovals over the weekend as well.
Oh, look, there's something wrong with their heads, really.
Attention-seeking,
you know.
Really?
You're live on radio.
We'll have to censor you.
You're not Donald Trump.
We'll pop you on hold now before you cut sick, okay?
Mayor Ben Shields there on here.
Here we go!
Pepper and Jimmy.
Hit 93.5.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
So while you were away last week and the World Cup kicked off, Robbie Williams, who performed at the opening ceremony, caused controversy when he flipped the bird to about 80 million or however many people around the world were watching the event.
I like to think that he was flipping the bird to the Russian Prime Minister, Vladimir Putin.
Right. Mm. Well, he appeared on a morning show and discussed the television appearance. And he said, look, at these sorts of events, it's really important not to cause an international incident. And he's gone ahead and done that. He is maintaining that the controversial gesture was to indicate that there was 1 minute until kickoff.
Oh, I see. So did they say to him, at some point, put a finger up, which indicates 1 minute till kickoff? Oh, he was going 1 minute till kickoff, but it came up with 1 minute to kickoff, F you.
I don't believe this. He was saying I was under a lot of pressure because there was 1 minute left and I didn't know if I could do it in half a minute. So I just did a 1 minute countdown. But then he goes on to say, look, I can't really trust myself. I don't really know what I'm going to do at any given time. The plan was to sing in key, not fall over. And that was 99% of the plan that I pulled off. But I don't think he did it as a 1 minute.
No, I definitely think he was doing it to Vladimir Putin.
If you watch his facial expression and the way he flips that finger, it is not, guys, we've got 1 minute to go. It's go get.
Who do you think he was doing it to?
I don't know, but I don't think it was to let everybody know that there was 1 minute to go.
I would agree with you. There you go. So at least that's what you got to do as a celebrity. Come out and lie.
Cool story, mate.
Cool story.
Cool story.
Don't believe you.
Another cool story. Carpool Karaoke. There has been a major teaser trailer released of James Corden's latest guest for Carpool Karaoke.
Who is it?
The one and only Paul McCartney.
Oh, I know Paul McCartney. He used to be in that band called The Beatles or something.
Yes, the worldwide sensation, The Beatles.
Have you been to Abbey Road before?
No, I've never been to the UK.
Or Abbey Lane.
Abbey Road.
Yeah, I've been to it.
Have you?
Yeah.
Have you walked across the crossing and had someone take a photo of you?
No, because I don't do stereotypical stuff like that.
Oh, right. Because you're so out of the box. You're so unusual.
I also went to the street in Liverpool where they were... where they became big, where they started out as a band.
Yeah, right. Wow.
And every second pub there is like all Beatles. They've all got like different Beatle puns in their names, you know what I mean? It was a really cool area, really cool.
Well, fans are going absolutely ballistic for this. Take a listen to the first trailer for Paul McCartney on Carpool Karaoke being released.
Let's go! Maybe you can drive my car. Yes, I'm gonna be a star.
So they're driving around the streets of Liverpool together. Have a listen.
You know a song I hope he doesn't perform?
Which one?
That dumb 4, 5 seconds and fine with Rihanna. I just don't like that song.
I don't think he'll do that one.
Hope he does. You know what my favourite Beatles song is?
What?
Hold My Hand.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, I think this thing's really cute.
Yeah, like, it's a cute song.
Really simple and like it's not the sort of song that would become big in 2018.
Yeah.
But like for its time, it was simple, it's good, it's a good song.
Great. Did you ever see the movie Across the Universe?
No.
Oh, that's a film where they cover all the Beatles songs.
Oh.
It's very good, yes.
What about Bicycle? Or is that by Queen?
I want to ride my bicycle. No, I think that's Queen.
That was Queen, okay.
Beatles, yeah.
Be good if Queen can go on Carpool Karaoke, but it's not handy that Freddie's not around anymore.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's no longer with us, God rest his soul.
You know what I thought when I saw that a McCartney was on Carpool Karaoke?
Yeah.
I genuinely thought it was Jesse McCartney.
Oh, who we talked about in Old School Tuesday yesterday.
I was like, yay, Jesse McCartney on Old School, on Carpool Karaoke. No, some old bloke from the Beatles.
Close, but you're way off.
All right, check out those stories and more, hit.com.au. But right now, Camila Cabello's Never Be The Same. And then we're calling Mayor Ben Shields.
Oh, yes, we are.
He's out of town at the moment. And then we'll chat with him. If you've got a question for him, give us a call now, 13 yes. 12 16. Morning. Yeah, Major Lazer, Justin Bieber, Cold Water. Remember, he released this song just after announcing that he retired from making music.
Lol jokes.
Which I think nobody believed at the time. Morning, everyone. Pippa and Jimmy on Hit 93.5. Happy Wednesday. 4 minutes away from 6 degrees at the moment. Pippa, the on-air auction is not over yet.
It is not. You still have 4 minutes for today's Give Me Five for Kids auction item, which is a beautiful Sealy mattress, thanks to our friends at Harvey Norman Dubbo. It's Australian-made. It's got a 10-year warranty. It's valued at $499.
Yeah.
And every cent raised, whatever you pay for this mattress, whatever you bid, if you're the winning bidder, it all goes to Give Me Five for Kids.
Now, Little Birdie has told me you can get a bit of a bargain with this one this morning.
Oh, can you?
You can get it for a pretty good price. Now,
okay.
What you got to do, you got to ring the auction line.
Yes.
Pete's there. He will give you the current bid and you'll be able to decide if you want to go higher or not. Remember, you don't have to pay unless you win.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, if you win it, you get to keep it. It's a donation directly to Dubbo Base Hospital through Give Me Five for Kids. It goes 100% of the money goes to them, and it's a tax write-off as well.
Brilliant.
So you can claim it back on tax in
a
week.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got to do my taxes. Oh,
oh my gosh. Oh, drama. Okay, the auction line, you've got 3 minutes left. It is 6-8. 61 2283.
How good is that? 6801 2283. Call it right now. Get your last moment bids in for this bed. You get the bed, you help the sick kids, you get a tax write-off, it's everything.
Tick, tick, tick.
Oh, it's tick, tick, tick.
So good.
Do you get involved in these end of financial year sales? Because I love them.
Oh my gosh, I get lulled into them. I get like so lulled like into a kid them. Into a candy store.
They're actually my weakness.
Yes, same.
I start going, oh, that. I probably need that for a work-related expense, so yes. I'll buy that. Even though it's nothing to do with work whatsoever.
No, no. Do you know what my accountant was talking to me about the other day?
Yeah.
Is I was talking about, oh my gosh, I went through Myer and they had a sale on and I had to just avert my eyes from everything. And he said, yeah, but you know it's not really a sale.
Did he?
I said, what do you mean? I've worked in retail for years. He goes, everything just gets marked up to get marked back down again. So when the sale time comes around, you think you're saving money because it's on sale and there's a big red sticker and the red line price slash through it. Because, no, it's just, it's not really a sale. It's probably just what it was worth in the first place. They just marked it up. That's now you think you're saving money.
Yeah, right.
It's a scam.
Absolutely.
They're having us all on.
Having us on.
Probably won't stop me buying things though.
Oh, me neither.
Because you feel like you're saving money.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all about the feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all about feeling good about yourself.
Yeah, it is.
Being happy.
Yeah.
All right, so that's it for us today.
It is. Wowee. What a show.
Wednesday over and done with. The auction line's still open, 60
it
more
is.
Seconds.
That's right.
And we are back tomorrow, Thursday. What do we do Thursdays? Oh, we talk to movie analyst Shane Abasa.
We do. We're going to chat to Maroon about Origin, which is on this Sunday.
Yeah, now, what's going on with State of Origin being on a Sunday?
Super random. And I don't really understand why. And hopefully he'll be able to shed some light on that because I have never heard of an Origin match ever being on any day other than a Wednesday.
Yeah.
So I don't know why they're doing this. Just trying something different.
It's going to be, have to be. Well, now I can't not watch the Origin on Wednesday. I've got to not watch it on Sunday.
Exactly.
From my whole routine of not watching Origin out the window.
Listen, NRL, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Exactly. Oh, also, tomorrow is game day. Socceroos Denmark.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yes, so game day, I'm going to be decked out in my green and gold.
Great.
Ready to go. Oh gosh, I don't own any green and gold.
Oh, you're going to have to go shopping, buy some things.
If I buy a Socceroos jersey, that can be a tax write-off, right? Because it's for work. So I can turn up at work in my Socceroos, because I work in the media.
Righto. Take that to your account and see how they go.
If you got a Socceroos jersey on sale at the moment, can you give us a call 13 12 16, please?
By the way, we're going, so
bye.
Make a quick bye. Harry Bigmore.